Okay. I don't know anyone is here. This is my second time being Zoicha to be in this beautiful Chabura. For those that were here last time, you're going to have to listen to me repeat this Nekuda, but I want to be absolutely clear that I don't want to give a shiur tonight. Please, God, Hashem, help me not give a shiur tonight. I want to speak with chaverim. I want to be able to hear from the chevra. Meaning, whether or not I agree with what you're saying, or I'm going to consider at all what you said, that, you know, we'll see. But I want it to be an open ruach, a place of clean air. You know, where I'm really just bouncing the idea off. I don't have anything super prepared right now at all whatsoever. This idea is really not worked out of my head. I'm just going to sort of work off of your vibes, try and get a feeling of, like, is this working? Is this not working? Does this make any sense at all? And then take it from there. Please interrupt me. Please, please stop me if you have a thought. And okay, let's jump in. So as Lev Moshe mentioned, is Adar's coming up. It was just Tu B'Shvat. I don't know if anyone cares, but it was just Tu B'Shvat. Heilige Yontif, Klal Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, right? Every Breslover was able to see each other in the forest, finally. What? No, it's on Tu B'Shvat because all the trees went to Uman, Rosh Hashanah Leilonos. So everyone was able to see each other in the forest. Finally, we were able to see that, oh, we have a Chabura. Everyone does a spoil this. Baruch Hashem, I'm not alone. I'm not a weirdo. Right? I'm not the only one who wants to be B'Simcha. So that's our main fear of being happy, is that a person who's happy feels so alone. Person who's happy feels so incredibly lonely because it's this, you know, we're in this world. And the teva, the nature of being in this world is this black hole that just, this gravitational pull towards sadness or a fake sense of vulnerability, trying to be honest, right? But all of this stuff really leading us to more sadness and being besimcha has the potential to leave us feeling very lonely. So again, sitting amongst you guys, amongst chaverim, with this open air, you know, everyone's eating geshmak of food, everyone's sort of in a level playing field over here, Yeshiva Das, and it's a place where I no longer feel alone, no longer feel lonely. I'm sitting with other people who want to be besimcha, and that's mechazik mi ma'oid. Specific nekuda I want to jump into today, you know, addressing Tu B'Shvat, addressing Purim, this mahalach, this, the moving sidewalk that we're on now that's going to take us to Shavuos in the end of the day, starting with Tu B'Shvat and going through Purim, is I want to discuss secrets. I want to discuss, you know, that's what we do. That's what friends do. I don't know if anyone knows. There was a man named Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, right? Tam Eloiki, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And what did Reb Shimon do with his chaverim? They spoke about secrets of the world, right? They got together. I always text my WhatsApp chats like Leil Shabbos. You know, if anyone wants to come over and discuss the world's secrets, no one really ever responds to me. But that's fine. You know, here you're not responding to me either, but you're forced to sit here now, at least a little bit. At least outs me this tovus and being nice to me. No one's just going to get up and leave. So let's a little bit discuss this nekuda of living a secret with Hashem. A person living in a secret relationship with Hashem, and not a fraudulent relationship with Hashem. A real, honest, secret relationship with Hashem, and not being a fraud. As just the main secret keeper in Jewish history, other than Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, his name was the Ari HaKadosh, the Arizal. And the Arizal decided that it would be appropriate to put the kavanos, the mystical intentions, the thoughts that a Jew is supposed to have during a bris mila. He decided to put those kavanos in a little section called Sha'ar Ona'a, which are the laws of business, fraud and business. In business law, and Choshe Mishpat, there's something called Ona'a. And the Arizal said, called the Kavanos Mila Sha'ar Ona'a. He found some kesher. This is what he, the essence of what it means, a person who is Shomer HaBris and Ona'a, a fraudulent relationship in business. And he said these two things are the same thing. You can't have one without the other. And we're going to try and understand and approach. What's up, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Nice smile. We're going to approach these two things together and to come out, all of us, with this ischach, just like Lev Moshe said, in this new campaign of 100 days of Simcha. 100 days of Simcha. 100 days of Simcha. From now, everyone should makabel to smile through Purim. All right? That's the goal. To smile through Purim. As my Rebbe likes to say, you know, everyone has a mirror to check their tefillin. He says, we need a mirror to check that we're smiling every second. To be a mirror. I like it too, and I did it for a long time. I have kids, 3 kids. They all got super into it. It was this whole thing I did. I made a big deal out of it. I got each kid their own mirror. If they were ever pissed off, I'm like, mirror, check the mirror. And they would check the mirror. It was a whole fresh start. Whatever. These things are hard to keep going when, you know, like life's, you know, life moves. But... it's a very real thing. From now on, we're going to be makabel on ourselves. 100 days to be besimcha. And the way that we're going to get there and access that is what's known as Shmiras HaBris or Tikkun HaBris. But there's something so much deeper. There's something so much deeper than avoiding sin, which is the ultimate purpose and the ultimate end goal is avoiding sin, but when we start before that, when we start in the deeper realm of what that really looks like, it makes it so much sweeter, so much easier, so much more of a positive interaction with the idea in general, and with living life in general, and living with Hashem in general. That you know, that without it makes it much more difficult. So I want to explain, it's from Rav Nosson also in Ona'a Beis, just for anyone who's, you know, makbid on the sources. Ona'a Beis in Likutei Halachos, which is from Rav Nosson. I don't know, like, the crowd here so much. I don't know what people know or don't know. People in Rav Nosson, anyone? Rav Nosson, Breslov?
Sure.
Rabbi Nathan? Well, Nosson, Natan, whatever. Anyways, he wrote Likutei Halachos, incredible work. On Likutei Moran, explaining Likutei Moran. Rav Nachman is Likutei Moran. Looks like I'm speaking. Like, it looks like people here understand. You know, you all have that same like face that I have when I'm like, Likutei Moran. Like, I'm a little bit more comfortable now. So like, okay, that makes me happy. And so you all know what I'm talking about. And so it's based on Torah Lamedal, Lamed Gimel, and Lamedal and Likutei Moran, and Ona'a Beis and Likutei Halachos. So just a little bit to explain this. The Choshen Mishpat, the halachic aspect, and I'm going to explain it on a very simple level, mainly, really not just mainly, but purely because I don't know anything other than the basic level. So I'm just going to give you the basic level, what I know from Rav Nosson, is that, let's say Reuven has a product, and Shimon comes in the store. Reuven has a product that costs $60. Shimon comes and buys it. Reuven charges him $66, okay? So that's the actual price plus a sixth of the price. A sixth is the shear. One sixth is the shear of Ona'a.
72.
Hmm?
72, I think.
Okay, thank you.
So
appreciate that.
Whatever the math is.
Amazing. Oh, wonderful. 72. Like I said, I'm not smart. I'm just to read the books. So he sells it to him for the actual price plus a sixth of the actual price. Okay, Shimon goes home, he checks Amazon for the actual price, or he checks whatever for the actual price. He sees this was a fraudulent sale. Okay, so there's the law here. Shulchan Aruch lays out what's the law. If it was a sixth of the actual price plus the actual price, then what we do is he has to return the sixth, and then it's fine. The sale goes through. The sale's fine. If he sells the product for anything under a sixth extra, then it's called moichel, and then the sale is as it is. It's fine. It's good. If he sells it for anything more than a sixth of the actual price on top of the actual price, then it's called bitul hamekach, where Shimon is able to return the product and it's like nothing happened. Okay, so that's the basic law, and in this, the Arizal said, in this is everything, in this is our entire experience as a Jew with Hashem. Okay, and we're gonna try a little bit understand how that makes any sense. So, just to open it up on the other end, and in Torah Lamed Aleph and Likutei Moran, Rav Nachman introduces this concept. Some people here know as Hesbodelus. Okay, yeah, whoever has heard of Hesbodelus?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. So nice. You guys are awesome. Does anyone do Hesbodelus? So much harder. Talk about it all day. You know,
it's some training.
So this is the training. This is how we're gonna do it. So in Lamed Aleph, if Nachman calls, he doesn't call it Hesbodelus. Yeah, a little bit, but a reason being natural.
Yeah,
go out there and be natural. But the reason we don't do it is because this. This is the reason we don't do it. So Rav Nachman in Torah Lamed Aleph phrases it differently. He doesn't call it his borderless. In other places he does. In Lamed Aleph he says that we have to be tzorach kol adam ledaber beino lebein kono. The person has to speak between him and his creator. Kona shemayim v'aretz. Hashem is a creator. He created the heavens and the earth. So Rav Nosson, who again, Rav Nosson Likutei Halachos is explaining Likutei Moran. Essentially, he's explaining Likutei Moran. So he saw Rav Nachman call this relationship Ladaber Beino Lebein Kono. Person has to speak between himself and his creator. Rav Nosson saw something deeper. Not just Hashem is a creator, but Kona means anyone? Kone, knot. To acquire, to buy. Alright? There's a transaction happening here. Hashem is buying our product. Hashem is buying our nefesh. Hashem is buying us. And we are, if Hashem's buying, we're
selling.
Everyone's trying to hustle. Everyone's trying to make a living, right? Everyone wants chiyus. Everyone wants to make profit. Everyone wants to, you know, come home, get a meat board, right, with their extra kesef, right? Everyone wants to feel like I'm being marviach, I'm gaining. I have people that want my product. Let's say I invented a product, right? I want to know people want my product, right? That's something that makes me, you know, puts me in a really good zone, puts me in a really good place. I invented something, I'm doing something new, and all of a sudden there's this buyer who's like, yep, I'm buying. I want it. This is great. So this relationship Rabbeinu, Rav Nachman calls Ladaber Beino Ben Kono. And as we know, Hashem, like we say in Shemona Esrei, every single day, three times a day, or not we, but Klal Yisrael, people say in Shemona Esrei, so we're not Zocher to Daven three times a day, but Hashem is called in Shemona Esrei, Kone HaKol, right? The Metzius of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Metzius of Hashem is that we're not really trying to convince Him necessarily to buy our product. Hashem is the buyer. He's Kone HaKol. Sure, Kona means He created the earth and the heavens, but also means He's constantly always buying Shemayim V'aretz. He's constantly buying everything. So what's the issue? Right, we just saying, every year's a big tzaddik. So what's the problem? Why don't I believe that, like any tzaddik, I can turn to Hashem and be poel? I can actually turn to Hashem and be poel. Incredible. Hashpos, I can be poel. Like I can do a mitzvah and I don't have to go wait 97 minutes to go watch the Am Shnover light Neiris Chanukah. My Neiris Chanukah are also incredibly chashiv. Why don't we believe that? Why don't we believe that, right, everyone's watching the tzaddik eat the fish. Why don't I want to watch myself eat fish, right? Why don't I believe that I'm also being misakin, right? Take any lotion that you can put on a tzaddik. Misakin all the oil of Masal Yoinim. Why don't I believe these things about myself? If I can sing every Yidzavik Tzaddik, but I'm not besimcha, like we were just saying, to be besimcha, not besimcha, why is that? It's because we're stuck in this fraudulent kesher. We're selling, but we're selling with ono'ah. We're selling in a fraudulent way. Hashem's buying. That's it. Hashem's buying. I'm selling, but I'm selling improperly. So let's break it down. How do we sell properly? How do we really sell our nefesh to Hashem in a way that the mekach is kayim, where I sell to Hashem and Hashem has it, which is reveals to me. It reveals back to me that Hashem wants me. That Hashem wants my product. When the sale goes through, I get the kesef. Hashem has the product, and it's what the poskim call, and Rav Nosson quotes over here, a sale that happens b'rotzon tov, the day of miyusheves, is that the sale is done in a way where we're miyushev with each other. It's not like the buyer is going home and seeing I duped him, and now all of a sudden he comes back, starts yelling at me, you duped me, I know what this product really costs. It's not a day of miyusheves. It's not a ritzoy, it's not a rotzon tov. There's no revelation that the product is wanted by Hashem. He comes back in and throws it back in my face. Because why? I sold it. I duped him. It was a bluff. It was a fraudulent sale. Okay? So again, let's zone in on how this works a little bit. A story, if I may, for a second. We have three Jews in a small shtetl. You know, from a long time ago, small shtetl where everyone sort of knows each other. Everyone kind of knows where everyone's holding, right? So if three teenage boys, you know, go off the program a little bit, the whole town is really aware of that, right? The whole town knows that happened. It's a small shtetl.
Can we give a quick round of applause?
Oh yeah!
You're just here, the second guy.
Woo! So actually, Torah Lama Dal, we'll get there. He quotes this, Amich Kulam Sadikim. But anyways, three Jews in the shtetl sort of go off the program. They're experimenting. Shabbos Kodesh.
Baby, you hear this? Three guys, they go off the program.
Experimenting. So at Shabbos Kodesh, they decide to just vibe out a little bit. They find a little barn, smoke some stogies in a barn. And the Rava ear and some of the Asconia ear, it's a busha on the town. It's something that they're not going to stand for. So they decide to search out the hoodlums. And they're walking around the town with their pitchforks and torches. And they get to the barn. They open up the barn door and they see the three Jews smoking cigarettes on Shabbos.
Jays.
Everyone, kol echad lefi madrigoso. Kol echad lefi madrigoso. And the first one says, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot it was Shabbos. Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And they say, okay, forgive me. Second goes, this is Osir? I didn't know it was Osir. Oh, no. Gosh, I can't believe I slipped up. This is Osir. I'm so sorry. They go, oh, it's okay. Don't worry. Third one goes, oh, hey, I forgot to lock the barn door. Oh, gosh. Okay, so mitzad echad yechutzpah, okay, but let's get to the point. Our jobs as people who want that to be a kiyam hamekach, where we're giving our nefesh to Hashem, we're returning our nefesh to a place of Ahavas Hashem, to a place where we know Hashem wants my nefesh.
Don't lock the barn door.
Without having to lock the barn door, without being nervous all the time, without, right, the way I picture it, Rav Nachum calls it the Ahava Nefula in this Torah Lamed Aleph, like a love that's fallen. Like this, it's like a weird relationship. You ever like try and give someone a hug and you like break their glasses or like... sort of like, it's like a very super awkward moment. There's nothing worse, you know, where like you're trying to like give over a feeling of love and it's like, oh, that did not go at all. It's totally missed the mark. And that love was totally unaccepted and not returned to you. It's a very shameful feeling, right? Lama Dalet is, it starts off, Cherpa Shavra Libi, a person who feels this deep shame that my life is this, like, my life looks the way that it does. And I have to constantly hide who I am, and I'm constantly uncomfortable with myself, and every single day I go through, there are so many parts of my day that I hide from myself, I hide from the Rabbona Shel Olam, I hide from my friends, parts of my life that I don't want to deal with because I'm just so ashamed of these parts of my life. So we have Baruch Hashem, we have this Chabura, we have a place where we feel the Or, the light, the Or Tzadikim Yismach, a place where there's where we're all coming together, each one with their own little Ner, making a real...
Naftali's birthday.
Naftali Mazel Tov.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday.
So what we're trying to get to, now that we're sitting together in an open air, we're sitting together in an open space right now outside the barn, right? We're leaving the barn, going into the field. We're able to open up and to speak and to really be open with each other. So we're trying now to be in this open space, being able to feel that the Or of the Tzaddikim is here. That it's the Or of Ahava Dikdusha. Ahava Dikdusha, where we know Hashem loves us, like Lev Moshe said. Not in a way of encouragement, this light encouragement. Hashem loves me the way I love schnitzel. Like, okay, shkoyach. Hashem loves me like I love schnitzel. Like I love smoked meat. Okay. Beautiful, wonderful, but where is it bringing you? It's bringing you to a place of ritzoy, a place where you're able to open up your mouth and speak to Hashem about every nekuda of your day in a way that's bringing you to be able to live with Hashem and to do mitzvos besimcha, right? Where it's so obvious to you, not just, and then a little bit able to leave your own experience with your own small self and like move your brain around the world and see like, Hashem's mashgiach. Hashem is really running every single detail in the entire world. To really open up your eyes and to be like, this isn't nature. This isn't, sun's not rising because it rose yesterday, and the sun and the grass isn't here because it was here yesterday. Hashem is giving life and breathing life and love into every single thing in the Bria and constantly buying the Bria. That there's an aura of ritzoy in the entire Bria at every moment. Right, because I'm able now to leave myself because I'm not so stuck in my own shame and my own lowly self that like I'm just st- stuck thinking about myself and like being obsessed with atzvos and being obsessed with distance and not able to engage with Hashem. So how do we get there? You get there l'daber beino l'bein kono, to speak between you and Hashem every day, b'kovei zman, to enter into a kesher with Hashem, to speak to Him in a way of not ono, in a way of ritzoi and deyem yushevis. Right, if I can be open for a second, there's so many times in my life, and so many days in my life where I go into this spoiler this, and because I hold myself to be a big breast of a chassid, I go into this spoiler this, and I go, oh yei bishter, oh itati, Hashem help me, and like I'm going like this like type of like kvetchy like sort of cookie cutter Breslover sprach that like ultimately after 10-15 minutes I just like wake up, I slap myself in the face, I'm just like, what was that? I just sold myself to Hashem in a very in an incredibly fraudulent way for more than I'm worth. Ki'ilu for more than I'm worth. I'm afraid to sell myself for what I'm actually worth because then I think Hashem won't want me. So now I put an extra big fat price tag on me. That's not my real price tag. My price tag's Batsim, priceless. I'm Batsim. Hashem is buying. Hashem's interested. Hashem wants me. Every movement I make in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam is diamonds, billions and billions of dollars. Every bracha I make, every word of his bodulus goes into the bank, and it's makabel ribis la'olmeyad. It's constantly gaining and growing and growing. But the problem is that I'm so afraid to sell myself for what I'm actually worth. I'm entering into his bodulus and thinking that I have to sell myself for higher, and that I have to sell my day. I have to ke'ilu present my day to Hashem and gift wrap it and put it in this package. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot it was Shabbos. Or like, oh, like, Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, oh, itati, right? Like that. It's not going to get us anywhere. That's called Bittul HaMekach. Where, yeah, Hashem's buying no matter what. But every single second we're walking around in this feeling of Bittul HaMekach. We're like, I'm not wanted. The sale is Bittul. I'm Bittul. I'm useless. I'm unwanted. I'm undesired. Right? But when we're selling ourselves, not for Chas V'Shalom less than we're worth, we're selling ourselves for what we're actually worth. We're standing lifnei akoina kol before the Hashem who's buying everything. Bivade. That's the one thing we're not misupik about. The problem is we're selling our vessels at the wrong cost. But when we sit in front of Hashem, we sort of measure it out. Like, okay, yeah, I'm not nothing, and my day wasn't nothing, right? And again, measuring each day like this, my day at the end of the day. Person who's a thought out person, at the end of the day to come before Hashem, my day wasn't nothing, all right? My day wasn't perfect. There are plenty parts of my day that would potentially be shameful parts of my day if I were to ignore them and to just let them fester in this petri dish and grow disease and just be this like scary secret that like I can't present before you, Hashem. I can't be honest to you, Hashem. Like I forgot to lock the barn door, you know, and I can't approach you about anything that's going on in my life. It could potentially be those things, but because I'm here and I know that you're buying, I know that you want me if I sell myself as I really am. The second you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam as you are, Amich Kulam Tzadikim, the way that you are, Amich Kulam Tzadikim, and you're not being a fraud, that's the Ikar Pegam HaBris. You're not being a fraud in front of Hashem.
How do you talk to Hashem, a kid that wants to go smoke a cigarette and chat? He should stop for a second. He should say something to Hashem truthfully. He should be more honest.
Don't ask me, Moshe. I don't know.
How do you talk to Hashem in that present state?
You gotta try it, man. I don't know.
I say you should.
You gotta try it. But the litmus test is No, there's a litmus test. There's a litmus test of honesty. The litmus test of honesty is deyem yushevis and ritzoi, right? That's what the poskim say. A sale is completed not at the transfer of money, but when there's deyem yushevis and ritzoi. When there's, we both agree, we both like what's happening here, and we're both completely maskim to what's happening here, which is a feeling of ritzoi. I'm wanted in front of Hashem. I'm wanting Hashem, and if we're presenting this case before Hashem, we're trying to sell Hashem this case, we're trying to sell us on this day of like, Hashem, it's Shabbos Kodesh, I really want to smoke a cigarette, it's hard for me not to, so I'm going to do it. Okay, you're selling yourself for a lot less than what you're worth, you know, because why? Because you think you need to be extra, and in the end of the day, you're not leaving that space of Ladaber Beino Leben Kono, you're not leaving that space of Hezbodilus with a feeling of Ritzoy. You don't feel wanted. You can fool yourself all you want, but there's a litmus test. Are you leaving that space with Hashem with Chiyus? You're leaving that space with Hashem feeling, I profited just now. I left. I just killed it. I just made an incredible sale. I made an incredible sale. A lo Yitzchak who's doing business can't sell anything his whole life, and that's how we feel about ourselves, because we're constantly selling. Hashem's konah kol, but he's returning everything. Everything's returned to sender, returned to sender, returned to sender. You try and do his bodilos, and you hear Judah Klein, or you hear Lev Moshe, go through, everyone's got to do his bodilos. Yeah, I tried 1,000 times. It's not working. It's not working. It's not working. It's not working.
6 hours a day.
It's not working. It's not working because we're deluded to think, that our product is not good. So we go into his bodilos thinking we need to up the price. We need to, you know, like a used car, they start with the miles. They run the miles back, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, anyone? Okay, they run the miles back, right? To try and make it look like it's a new car, it's fresh, it's gewalt. Okay, that's what we do. We're doing that every day, right? Without getting too much into the protein, but that's why it's a sixth, because the sixth is the days of our life, not including Shabbos, which is the day of Shlemus, but the days that we need to sell, what there is transaction, right? Is there 6 days of the week, and we're taking a day, and we're upping it that 1/6 keilu, one day, this one day I have to switch, I have to change it. It's not good. This one day ruins everything. It ruins everything. We're not willing to be honest and be ourselves in front of Hashem the way that we are in our nekuda. In our nekuda. But Hashayach lelibi be'es hazos. The nekuda that I'm in right now. The nekuda that I'm in right now. Bidyuk. If I'm not willing to believe in that nekuda, that it's rotzoi lifnei Hashem, that Hashem is buying it. Bivadai. And okay, it's a little bit extra. It's a little bit extra. So Hashem's soleach. Right, like we said, if it's less than a sixth, it's called moichel, and the sale goes through. That's called al kol pshoer techasa ahava. Hashem is techasa ahava on that little pesha. And by the way, because why? Because every single thing we do as human beings, is going to have a little bit of something imperfect. It's impossible to do something bishleimus, physically impossible. If you're a human being and you exist achre achet, which we all do, it's impossible to do something betachlis hashleimus. Impossible. Impossible. And the sooner you're makabel that, that's the ikir das of the tzaddikim. The ikir das of the tzaddikim is we came into the world in order to do things that aren't bishleimus in a way that Hashem still has nachas from those things. Right? Which is, in the fancier lashon, called the tikkun of shvir sakelim. Right? Where anything we do is a little bit with pesha, a little broken. But if we're willing to present that product as it is before Hashem, my tefillin, the way I did it today, to kiss my tefillin, to take off my tefillin and kiss my tefillin because I put them on today. Right? There's a known story. Everyone knows Rav Nachman told the Sipur Maisius. Yeah? We're going through all the Sfarim today. Kutam Ran, Kutam Lachas. Now we're at Sipur Maisius. There's a story called the Chochem and the Tam. Yeah? So one part of the Maisa, the Tam, you know, becomes a shoemaker, a sandalar, a ratzan, and he didn't learn perfect the craft, and he took off the shoe. He finished the shoe that he made, and the way that Rabbi Nachum tells the Maisa is the Tam took the shoe and he started kissing the shoe, and he said, Ishti. He said, Ishti, this shoe is so precious. It's like sugar. It's like dvash. It's honey. It's sugar. And he started kissing his shoe, even though it wasn't betachlis hashlemus. Because this is what it means to be a tam. A person who is living with not shlemus in the maisa, But das, a person who's living with the das of the tzaddikim, who knows that what I do, as long as I recognize it's not bishlemus, but I'm selling it for what it actually was, lifnei Hashem, then Hashem says, al kol pshaya tachas ahava, kona kol, I'm buying it from you, val kol pshaya tachas ahava, that little bit of it that was a pesha, a little bit in your attempt that was shameful, potentially shameful and imperfect, tachas ahava, I don't care. I love this presentation. I love your product. I love this instrument and this vessel that you sold me, and I'm filling it with my love. I'm filling it with my cash and my cold hard cash.
What does that mean, practically speaking? A guy.
Practice meal. Now you're living with das. Now you're living in a way where you aren't uncomfortable in the world anymore. Where you see the world as broken as it is, because that's the way Hashem created it. But in a way that Hashem wants me to go and to fix it. I'm not afraid to do anything anymore. Because I'm not afraid to do it in a way that I know Hashem's kone it, but He's getting nachas from me in this thing. We live our lives not doing the things that are us. We live our lives running from the nekuda that I need to do right now. If I'm tired, right? We don't learn any Torah. If I'm tired, we don't learn any. If I'm exhausted, I don't learn any Torah. Why?
The conversation we're having with God is to get to the point of knowing what we're supposed to do now.
Right, and not being afraid and ashamed anymore of who I am now. If I'm tired, I don't learn any Torah. Why? Because I can't learn what I think learning is supposed to be. Right? This picture of perfection, of shlemus, of what Torah is supposed to be, right now I know I can't do that. So I don't learn anything. If I'm sitting in the dentist's office, right, and there's a chumash vayikra in front of me, Shnai Mikra is holding by Bereshis, but there's a Chumash Vayikra in front of me. What do? I go on TikTok, I go on YouTube Shorts, I go on whatever I go on, I waste my time on Instagram, fill in the blank with whatever we do and whatever we run away to. That's what we do instead of picking up a Vayikra, reading a Pasuk, and coming back to ourselves, coming back to a place of Simcha. I learned Torah. Mwah. I kissed my Torah that I learned just now. I'm so happy that I learned Torah. I know Hashem loves my Torah. Why don't we do it? Because I'm not connecting to this thing in a place of where I am right now. Torah is b'shachvecha uv kumecha. There's Torah that we learn in a way of uv kumecha. I'm up. I'm awake. I listen to a shiur. I could stay awake during a shiur. I could put on a shiur on my AirPods. That's uv kumecha. I learned daf yomi givaldik. Amazing. I go to yeshiva. Incredible. But there's also b'shach b'cha, right? Where what? I'm exhausted. Ain li koach. I just did a chait. I'm just poshut, exhausted from a day of work. What am I going to do? Learn Torah? I can't learn Torah because Torah means that. No. When you start talking to Hashem in a way where you're presenting yourself as you are, being bought, knowing Hashem wants me in every scenario, wants my product as I am, Amich Kulam Tzadikim, knowing that I have my Nikuda with Hashem, you're never mitbalbel. One day you're Yisachar, one day you're Zvulin. There's no Bilbo of, I'm a Zvulin guy, I'm a guy who goes to work. No. When you're at work, you're Zvulin. When you're at work, anyone, you'd be Shvatim, Zvulin went to work, Yisachar learned, right? Everyone tell you, Yisachar learns, Zvulun works. So I'm a Zvulun guy, I have no kesher to Torah. No, Rav Nosson frames it completely differently. Everyone's got to be Yisachar, everyone's got to be Zvulun. If you have 4 minutes to learn, then for 4 minutes you're Yisachar. That's Nekuda, Shaykh Levi Beis Hazos. Hashem, just like Hashem, all the B'nai Koilel, sitting in Koilel, me, I'm not a Ben Koilel, I'm not a Yisachar guy, I'm a Zvulun guy. I'm going to go out one day, I'm gonna do hard money loans. I'm gonna do some real estate. I have all these connections. I'm a regular zvulin. I'm gonna go be a person who's mitziuti, who's part of the world. Not this kolol guy. I can't do that stuff. I don't have zitch flesh. Nah, and be mikasha yourself to the nekuda that shaykh to you right now. This is our ikker secret with Hashem. When a person starts that secret kesher of his bodhidos. The secret kesher of his bodhidus, which started on Tu B'Shvat, where it said, Sraf Ola B'Ilan. where the tree on the outside looks totally dead, but on the inside it's being filled with sap. It's being filled with chiyus on the inside, the beginning of that kesher sodi, that secret kesher with Hashem, that even if on the outside I look dead, I'm so aware that Hashem is buying me. I'm so aware that Hashem is buying my nefesh and my product. And not just buying my nefesh and my product, but buying the entire Bria as it is right now. This is the way tzaddikim lived. Right? Like the Maggid of Medrash says, Mola ha'aretz kinyanecha. Mola ha'aretz kinyanecha. So Pashit Pshat is, the world is filled with the things that you created. Kinyanecha, the things that Hashem created. The Halakha Maggid of Medrash says, Mola aretz kinyanecha. The world is filled with ways of buying you, Hashem. Because when Hashem is buying our product, we're buying Hashem. We're buying Hashem. Hashem's konei hakol. And when He's buying my product, I allow Hashem to buy my product. I don't oversell, but I believe in the value as it is right now. Then I'm constantly buying Hashem through everything in the world, through all the diamonds, all the marble, all the stonework in the world, all the plant life in the world, all the animals in the world, and every person, every thought they have, word they have, every movement of the person a human being makes are all ways to connect Hashem if I believe that Hashem is buying it as it is and I don't need to change everything to look just a little bit better. Just a little bit, please. Just a little bit better, please. That's a person who's not doing his bodos. A person who's not involved in his bodos. Rav Nachman says in Sikh Saran, Mashiach will come. Everyone could be an ish kasher. Everyone could be a good human. A mensch, an ish kasher, involved in Torah and mitzvahs. But a person who doesn't do his bodos when Mashiach comes, Rav Nachman says, is going to be mitbalbel. Sikha and Sikh Saran.
What does that mean?
Sikha and Sikh Saran. Add another sefer.
What does mitbalbel mean?
Confused.
Thank you.
A person is going to be mitbalbel and confused when Mashiach comes if he doesn't do his bodos. You could be a good guy. When Mashiach comes, you're going to be confused if you don't do his bodos. Why? What's the pshat in Rav Nachman saying? A person who does his bodos, who's medaber, beino, lebein, kono, living with tikkun habris, knowing that Hashem is buying, Hashem loves you, Hashem's in a bris with you, He wants you as you are. You don't. You as you are good lifnei Hashem. And every movement we make and mitzvah we do is such a simcha, such a chiyas, kissable, it's delicious, it's sukkah, it's dvash, it's honey, it's precious lifnei Hashem, because He's buying it and I know He wants me and He wants my mitzvah. He's buying it. If He's buying, I'm selling and I'm profiting. When we start to live in that way, Mashiach's going to come. This is what Mashiach's going to be megala to us. This is all Mashiach's going to come tell us is, hey, achi, every moment of your life that you deemed worthless and Hashem returned to you because it stunk, it was a bad product, all of those moments were really MS filled with Ahavas Hashem, filled with Hashkochas Hashem. And I'm going to explain to you exactly how. A person who's an Ish Kasher, sure, you could be Ish Kasher, you could do Torah mitzvahs, you can be a Masmi B'Torah, you could be a person who doesn't do Averus, who Shomer HaBris Kipshuto, without doing Averus, but when Mashiach comes, right, you're going to hear, Mashiach's coming. Oh, no. Mashiach's coming, and an Ish Kasher, what's he going to do when Mashiach comes? He's going to open up, he's going to go to the shelf and open up the Gemara or the Likut HaMaran and start learning. As Mashiach's coming, he's going to like start being lachutz and pressure to like learn another Daf Gemara. Because why? Because Mashiach comes, I'm going to need to present like this perfect product to Mashiach. And like, he's going to be so, whoa, nivhal, so completely nervous and mivulbal and confused upon Mashiach's arrival. Whereas a person who makes it a practical reality, something that he's constantly doing, entering into that ledaber beino lebein kono, kesher with Hashem, Mashiach comes, he's going to sit there waiting for Mashiach to tell him what he knows already, and just to validate it, like the last little bit of validation that he needs, and be like, great, I knew that already, but like, thanks for like, just like stamping that and like confirming that for me, that's great, like I'm ready to go. I'm ready to enter into this new stage of life where like it's 100% certain to me and I have no even ounce of a doubt. For now, just ladaber beino lebein kono, this secret with Hashem that we're not nervous. We're not secrets because we're ashamed of our lives and it's a secret that we're keeping with ourselves. No, it's a secret. I'm telling Hashem everything. It's a secret you have with your best friend. Ladaber isha ayeyu Hashem, I learned Torah today. And Hashem's saying, wow, I'm buying that. I want that. That's mine. I love that. But which brings us to our last point. I'm sorry for going too long, as I tend to do. Brings us to our last point. Is fixing this certain mistake that we have come Purim time. Where our Rebbeim are yelling for days, months before Purim, Nichnas Yain Yotzasoid. Nichnas Yain Yotzasoid, right? If you drink Yain, the soid comes out. They could start yelling at you to come back another year of yeshiva, right? Oh, because why Nichnas Yain Tzasoid? You start yelling to your Rebbe, Rebbe, I want to learn Torah, Rebbe. Because why? This is who I am, Yotzasoid, Yotzasoid, right? That's what we think Purim is. That's what we think Shtias Yain on Purim is Nichnas Yain Yotzasoid. If you just look in the Gemara, you take a look in the Gemara where it quotes this idea of Nichnas Yain Yatzasod, what we see there is a very simple fix, is that Nichnas Yain Yatzasod is a problem. It's not what we're going for. The Pashit Pshat in the Gemara, the actual Pshat in the Gemara is what we're trying to avoid is called Nichnas Yain Yatzasod. The Maila of Nichnas Yain is Nichnas Yain Shoymer Asoid, like the Gemara says. Everyone, if a person's able to drink and have Yeshiva Das, where Rashi says, where his Das isn't Mituraf, his Das isn't just wild and all over the place and yelling, Rebbe, I want to learn, right? But his Das is Miyushev. He's able, Dafka, after he drinks, to be Shomer Asod, then this reveals to that person that he has the Das of Shivim Zakein. That's the Gemara. Meaning to say, what we're trying to avoid altogether is this concept, this thing, Nichnas Yain Yotzasod. We don't want Yotzasod. We want to be Shomer our Sod with Hashem. We want to be Shomer our Sod with Hashem, not to start yelling to everyone like, right, there's like a movement in the world, there's movements in the world, like, right, people here, but no Brene Brown? No one? Anyone? No? What? Whatever, there's movements in the world, like we're good, we're essentially good, we're good inside, right? Not to have shame, not to do this, we're all good, everyone's good, everything's great. But it's in a way, if you got to soul, where a person's so uncomfortable with the fact that they're good, so uncomfortable with the fact that they're good, because it's just like, what? I know the MS, I'm not good, so I'm going to now try and sell myself for higher, and then tell everyone, oh, I'm amazing, I'm great, I'm wonderful. Look at this Instagram filter. Look how hot I am. Sorry, excuse me. Look how beautiful I am. Look how amazing I am. Because I'm putting this filter on and this filter on. But I'm a fraud, essentially. And we go to this bodulus with this filter and that filter. And we leave without any ritzoi and any deyim yusheves. So we're dead. But the goal is to be able to live a life of the Hashem of Shoymer Hasoid. Yes, we're in the world. Yes, we involve ourselves in Olam Hazeh and everything in Olam Hazeh, each person according to their Nekuda. Each person according to their Nekuda. One person likes to finance, and one person likes to work with his hands, and one person likes to learn Mishnayos, and one person likes to learn Gemara. One person likes real estate, one person likes Kvarim. That's what I do, by the way. A little shameless plug. I sell Kvarim. Anyways,
the stones or the graves?
The graves. I sell plots on Har Zeisim. Nice. Tell your friends. Anyways.
Talking about business, that's good business.
Anyways, we'll talk about it after. But each person according to their Nekuda, to be able to be Shoymer Hasoid, even if you're just drunk and trashed, and just drunk with Olam Hazeh, and really involving yourself with Olam Hazeh, the real milah of a human being is being involved in the drunkenness of the world and the craziness of the world, but being totally miyushav, which is as boy to this. So everyone, we should be zolcha. We are already a little bit zolcha. We should be more zolcha. To know that we have a soid with Hashem, where Hashem is sending everyone shalom every single day of our lives, as long as we're not lying, we're being honest before Hashem. Honest in a way that brings us simcha and more chias. To hold up that mirror and to be able to smile, to be besimcha tamid. L'chaim.